This is Alan. So let's cover secret number three, the final secret. Treat every interaction as a networking opportunity. Now hopefully this is really obvious. It's pretty straightforward stuff. The moment you start to see every interaction as a networking opportunity, you actually take a lot of pressure off this idea of networking. You take a lot of pressure off the idea of seeing networking as some separate thing, because it isn't. Networking is just talking to people. That's the point here. Networking is just talking to people. And every time you talk to somebody, you don't know what opportunities are around the corner. So perhaps the best way I can describe this one is by giving you a brief example from my own experience. So the example I'll give you, there are a number of examples I could give you, but possibly the best one is when I relatively recently received a call from somebody trying to sell me an investment opportunity. As an investor, I often get calls from people who've got my name from databases or mailing lists. Actually, I often don't know how they get my name. I always ask them. But in any case, this is a guy who rang me. He'd got my name from somewhere, and he wanted to sell me an investment opportunity. Now, almost always when I get a call like this, the guy or lady who talks invariably talks to me as if I'm their best friend, as if we know each other, and as if I should be expecting the call. And almost always that's despite the fact that I really had never heard of them before. Now, if I haven't got time, I'll tell them politely I haven't got time. And I'll even give a time, that they can call back. Like I might say, okay, I'm going to be busy for the next week. The best time to call would be in 2 weeks on Wednesday or something like that. But in this case, I did have a little bit of time. And when I do have time and somebody is calling, being all friendly and acting like I should really know who they are, then I generally have a little bit of fun with them, and I will be very polite, ask them how they are and where they got my name, and go through the usual details. I'll definitely get the company name, I'll get their name, and have a little bit of a chat with them. This is useful for a number of reasons, which we can go into later. I've already talked about in different parts of this course. In fact, let me tell you that very briefly now. I get the company name so that afterwards I can do my research and find out if this is a company worth dealing with. I get their name so that I can make a note and I know who I'm speaking to if they call again. So on to this specific example. This guy rang me and he wanted to sell me on the idea of investing in renewable energy and solar panels. And rather than... So what happened? He described the deal to me. He was very enthusiastic about it. It was kind of hard to stop him speaking. And as he was selling me the deal, the terms that he thought were great were actually terms that for me were way worse than the terms that I usually get in the investments that I make. This guy was actually terrible at his job. He described the deal in the wrong way. He described it as a guarantee, and it actually wasn't fully guaranteed in the way he described. I asked him to send me details by email. I asked him politely if he would put the opportunity in a brief email so that I could have a look and lay it out in a way that he summarized what the deal was about. In actual fact, he sent me no less than 12 emails, all of the emails basically that he had on the subject, leaving me to sort through the information and come up with the answers. In that initial call, before he sent me the emails, I also went through with him why the deal wasn't attractive to me and the kind of conditions that I usually look for. I told him that even though I was very specific and the conditions that I look for might seem almost unachievable, that I have achieved those kind of criteria, and if he wanted me to be interested in investment opportunities that he wanted to put my way, he would have to be much closer to that kind of structure. I also gave him an example that I'd recently done, a hotel investment, and I gave him the name of the hotel investment and where it was and what kind of return I was getting. And that was it. That was the end of the call, which meant a lot of time from me explaining things to this guy, basically educating him. And it's a kind of call where a lot of people might have chased the guy off their phone because he was a little bit annoying and he was incorrect in a lot of the things he said. and he didn't really take much time to actually try and help me as a client. But then the interesting part is what happened next. About 2 months later, he rang me back and he thanked me for the information I'd given him, because he had spoken to the hotel where I'd told him about the investment opportunity that I'd taken, and he had the next phase of that development on his books. He'd managed to secure a deal with that developer, and he could offer investments in that very attractive deal, which is much more attractive than anything he was offering me at the time or anything he had on the books previously. He could now, through basically talking to them and getting them on his books, he could offer his clients that deal. So he appreciated that, and he appreciated the information I'd given him. He also offered me some other investments, which I didn't take at the time. But then, fast forward a few weeks later, he actually did present me with a very, very attractive offer. In fact, what's happened as a result of that initial annoying call, where he didn't really have anything to offer me, he did things the wrong way, but I helped him, he now rings me every now and again, and basically we talk about different investment opportunities. He asks me what I think about certain things, and he is very keen to return the goodwill and to present me with attractive opportunities, and he really does know now the kind of investments that I'm looking for. In fact, the 2 weeks later that I'm telling you about, he did ring me with another hotel investment similar to the first one, with very similar conditions, and it was a very small investment. It was something quite attractive, and there was a part of the deal missing that I would look for. So I told him that the deal wasn't quite structured the way I wanted it. He actually then went back to the developer, told them that one of his investors was quite keen, but the deal wasn't structured in exactly the right way, and the development company offered a different type of contract for the next phase, which I very nearly took. I didn't actually take it in the end, but I very nearly took. And all of that was basically him being much better at taking care of his client, i.e. me, or his potential client. But the point of this all is, this is an interaction that could have just been a bothersome phone call that I got rid of very quickly. But in actual fact, even though the initial phone call was a little bit annoying, even though the guy wasn't very good at his job, in the end, he's learning as he goes along. He's relatively young, and I have somebody out there who's turned out to be quite a useful contact, and he will, I'm pretty sure he'll ring me when he has any investment opportunities, and that's not a bad thing. At the end of the day, I don't lose anything from that. In fact, I've gained another contact who is basically looking out for me. So I hope that's helped to outline how any interaction, even if it seems like a waste of time or an annoying phone call in this case, can turn into a good opportunity, and that's the point. Take care, and I'll speak to you again soon.